Audio Mode Day 25. Now back waiting on the barbecue coals. Doing some barbecuing. I'm going to check in Audio Mode 2016 and pose a question. Long form content. What is the domain where long form content flourishes? Whether it's video, audio, long form blog posts. Do these things, are they at a disadvantage when so much of the focus on content consumption is about micro chunk things, small, tight content that is quickly consumable? You know, it's interesting with that podcasts continue to flourish, being that they defy all the conventions of what makes sense or what is the most accessible when it comes to the world of new media and social media. Something like Medium, which is now a platform that's geared toward long-form content, that sort of thing is very much seems to be going against the grain of this short-form, easily consumable content. So I want to really, can we zero in on the question? There's the dog. Easy, Ginger. Where does long-form content flourish? What are the best conditions under which long-form content is shared, consumed, discovered? That sort of thing. Is it on the conventional social media channels, Twitter and Facebook? Is it in the quote-unquote hallways of social media, like Google Plus and that sort of thing? Where does one really come into contact and fall in love with richer, deeper, longer content? Is it a simple website, or is it still sort of a word of mouth network that hasn't yet been accelerated by social media? That's the question I got for you. Audio Mode Day 25. Keep on trucking.